My name is Henry, and I was born in Ireland. So, happy St. Patrick's Day and top of the morning to everyone. But I actually came here to read our scripture lesson, which is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, verse 12. Chapter 12, verses 1 to 17. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. Because of the grace that God gave me, I can say to each one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Instead, be reasonable, since God has measured out a portion of faith to each one of you. We have many parts in one body, but the parts don't all have the same function. In the same way, though there are many of us, we are one body in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. We have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion. The one showing mercy should be cheerful. Love should be shown without pretending. Hate evil and hold on to what is good. Love each other like the members of your family. Be the best at showing honor to each other. Don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire in the Spirit as you serve the Lord. Be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble and devote yourselves to prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people and welcome strangers into your home. Bless people who harass you. Bless and don't curse them. Be happy with those who are happy and cry with those who are crying. Consider everyone as equal and don't think that you're better than anyone else. Instead, associate with people who have no status. Don't think that you're so smart. Don't pay back anyone for their evil actions with evil actions, but show respect for what everyone else believes is good. Okay.
Thank you. Well, it's good to have a proper Irish welcome. Thank you for that reading. So we did a very quick review of the five flavors of our theological banquet. And we'll go to the next slide and remind ourselves again what they are. The thing that I wanted to share with you today, and it's really about whetting your appetite for going deeper. We're not going to get into a long explanation of any of it, but I just wanted to share with you a really wonderful piece of insight that Janet gives us about these different expressions of our faith, and that they, of course, have strengths, but they also, each one has a shadow, a place where it can go wrong, where it can go bad, and there's an antidote for each one that comes from another of the expressions of faith. It's a wonderful illustration of the truth that we need each other, that we need folks from different expressions of faith to complete ours and keep us healthy. So each expression comes with its own shadow. You'll see that with each, there's a strength listed under each of the five colors there. So the evangelical strength is intimacy with God. And then there's a shadow of that. The shadow for the evangelical expression is exclusivism. Sense of deep identification with Jesus Christ and sense of connection to God can sometimes lead us to self-righteous exclusivism and judgmentalism. So an inflated focus on personal salvation can lead to division rather than connection to others. And so the antidote to that is remembering our neighbor. It's the missional flavor. So you'll see below on the chart, the evangelical needs the missional that reminds us that we are here to serve our neighbor, to connect in community with our neighbor and help them. So we move to the missional flavor, the red one, the ecclesial expression of our faith. And one of the strengths, of course, is the commitment. If you're here today, even if ecclesial isn't your main flavor, it's one of them because you're committed to being here for the annual meeting, which really supports the church and is important for that. So that sense of commitment is a strength, but the shadow side of the ecclesial expression of our faith can be that we get focused maybe a bit too much on making everyone happy. So our commitment to community can turn into kind of a more of a focus on consumer consumerism, helping everyone to feel like they're enjoying it and having fun. So church becomes a bit more like a club or a store, and our service becomes more customer service. The antidote to that, if you look below the red, the ecclesial needs the evangelical. So back to the yellow, that sense of personal commitment, remembering what our story is, not losing track of that story. And there's a little bit of spiritual thrown in there too that would be helpful. The antidote to the possible superficiality of the ecclesial flavor is a sense of confidence and devotion that can come from particularly the evangelical and also the spiritual flavors, expressions. So moving on to the missional, with the helping hands as the symbol, the strength, of course, of the missionals is that they're interested in doing more than talking, in serving and helping in concrete ways. Wonderful strength. The problem with that can sometimes be when it goes wrong is that they become do-gooders, they become missionals. We can become a little too focused on what we're going to do, what we're telling other people they need. It can become paternalistic. It sometimes is rather naive. You know, we have a tendency to put kind of simple solutions on complex problems and become band-aids that are harmful rather than helpful. So the antidote to that strength or that shadow, I mean, is a deeper analysis that comes from the ecumenical. If you look in the middle at the bottom, missional needs the ecumenical, which does a wider view and understands more complexity in the problems that we're trying to help people with, and brings a little humility, right? That we haven't got it all figured out, that we need to listen and pay attention to why people need the help they need and what do they really need from us. So moving on to the ecumenical then, our blue flavor, the great strength of the ecumenical expression of faith is that it has a global view, a wide scope, a vision that is concerned about the whole earth, concerned about all people everywhere. And sometimes that group can get pretty self-righteous and ideological in thinking that they've got it all figured out, that everybody else doesn't really get it, but they've got it figured out. I might resemble that once in a while. No, never. So the antidote to becoming ideological and arrogant is to be more grounded. And the spiritual can help us with that, to be more grounded in our connection with God and the earth. And that can feed the hope that we need to keep going, because it's so easy for the ecumenicals to get kind of cynical and despairing about the overwhelming nature of what we need to make better in our world. And so being grounded in the spiritual expression of faith can help that a lot and refill the hope that we need to keep doing that important work. And finally, the spiritual expression of faith, which has a wonderful discipline of prayer and meditation and exploring our connection to the whole earth, it needs community, because otherwise it can get focused too much on ourself. And so the community can help us keep our vision, not to become obsessed with ourselves and just our own spirituality, but all of the community, all that is needed for everyone. So that's a very quick rundown, but I wanted to share with you a bit of those insights as we continue this theological banquet with one last Sunday next week. So let's take a moment to reflect, and let's sing together, "When Hands Reach Out and Fingers Trace."